lose weight successfully because you overcomplicate the process. People jump to the next new fad diet because they believe it'll solve all their problems. The only way to solve your weight issues is by shifting your mindset and getting back to the basics. Do you struggle to lose weight, or do you struggle to keep it off? How many times have you set out to lose weight only to rebound back to your original weight a short time later? It's a total bummer, right? You think to yourself, it shouldn't be this difficult. I want to lose weight. I want to be slim. And yet, you fail at it time and time again. Weight loss dieting companies make a fortune because of this. I'm not saying dieting companies are bad. They've probably got a method that helps people lose weight. It just doesn't help them to keep it off. It's not sustainable. Anytime you try to overly restrict eating foods the body wants, it fights you every step of the way. I'm sure you've seen that in action, am I right? So what's wrong here? It's our approach to weight loss that's all wrong. It must be. Otherwise, sustainable weight loss would be a breeze. It's not. Here are some key mindset shifts you might like to consider before you hop onto that dieting train again. Number one, think about forming habits for the long term. If you jump into these sudden diet changes, the body freaks out. The brain literally believes the body's survival is under attack, and it will do anything it can to get you back on track. That's where cravings come from. If you get cravings, it means the brain has determined you're not getting the nutrition you need. This is why quick solutions never work for weight loss. So you need a new strategy, don't you? The body believes it needs certain foods for you to survive. It doesn't really understand that creamy donuts and fried foods will harm your health. These foods were created by the food industry to make money based on the way your brain works, your psychology. They don't care about your health, okay? The body would be just as satisfied with a good, healthy alternative to a cream bun and French fries. You need to try and stop thinking of quick fixes. Instead, plan out healthier alternatives to the unhealthy ones you're eating. A baked potato with sour cream and a salad with delicious dressing will satisfy the body. You don't try to starve yourself. But you may have been told that potatoes are fattening. Think about that. No, potatoes are good for the body unless they've been fried in a pool of dirty, low-quality oil. High-quality, wholesome foods, yes, even high-fat ones, are better for the body than any processed, high-sugar junk foods. Be aware of where most of the data about the foods you should or shouldn't eat originates. A lot of it comes from the same food industry that supplies you with health-destroying garbage. They've even created fear about eating fruit. Here's a tip. Fruit is good for you. The only person that truly cares about your health is you. Oh, and me too. I care about your health too. Look at what you're eating every day and you'll learn what the body wants. Then start to replace junk foods with better quality ones. Take your time to build good eating habits. These take time to develop, but are well worth going for. Number two, stop yourself from jumping onto every new fancy fad diet that pops up. Companies will always create new ways to diet and new ways to market them to overweight folks. That's life in the current culture with all the different types of media that catch our attention. We're desperate to get our weight down, so we decide to jump on this new diet that works so well that even celebrities are using it. Oh, and they usually come with expensive shakes and supplements you need to make the diet work. Duh. I know I sound cynical. I'm just trying to wake you up and get you to see that all these things are only short-term fixes. Success with losing weight comes from mastering the basics, not shiny new dieting methods. Basics like eating wholesome, unprocessed foods, eating more protein, fresh fruit, and veggies, eating slowly without distractions, listening to your body's hunger cues so you don't overeat, getting enough good quality sleep, drinking enough pure water. Not very compelling for marketing a product, is it? But that's all it takes to achieve lasting weight loss. No magic, no new fads, just good sense and a strong mindset to keep you on track. But it takes time to build good habits. In our fast-paced world, most people are only after quick fixes. You have to make a decision to ignore all the fancy marketing drivel. Deep down, you know what a great diet is. You know what foods you should be eating and what foods are harmful to the body. You know that all those items I mentioned earlier will get you a healthy, lean body over time. You know what you need to do. Stay focused. Create a good plan for yourself that fits your lifestyle and stick to it. It'll save your life. Number 3, don't focus on the outcome. Focus on actions and the process that will get you there. Don't weigh yourself every day. Your weight can fluctuate as you're changing your eating habits. If you see your weight is up, you might feel disappointed. That disappointment can lead to stress, causing emotional eating. And bang, just like that, you're back to square one. Don't do that to yourself, especially as you're adjusting to a new way of eating. Just focus on the actions you should be doing every day. If you focus on your system and the actions you need to take each day, it will get you to where you want to go. Weighing yourself every day just makes you focus on the outcome. The outcome will happen by just focusing on the actions and processes you need to be doing each day. It's simple, right? We humans love to complicate things sometimes, don't we? Doing the actions every day will get you there. This way, you'll be far more relaxed. You'll be successful. Number 4, all the wins you have along the way should be celebrated, no matter how small. When you do something right while following your plan, you should celebrate it by congratulating yourself. When you have a small setback, just let it go and get back to your successful actions. No self-blame is allowed. When you do it this way, you'll have no stress and you'll stick to your plan. You'll encourage yourself and feel things are on the right track. It'll build confidence in yourself. Never celebrate using food as a treat. I know some dieting plans suggest having a cheat day. That's never going to be successful. It usually builds a bad habit of binging on junk for that day. If your plan already includes high-quality foods the body needs, then there's no need for any cheat days, is there? Celebrate with other things instead of food. Buy yourself a gift. Go for a walk in the mountains or go to the beach. Treat yourself to a relaxing massage or go to the spa. There are a lot of good things you could do. Maybe just being grateful to yourself for sticking to your plan is enough. Do what you feel will reinforce the good habits you're creating. Feel happy for yourself right now. You'll get there. Here's some final thoughts. Don't get stressed out about dieting. Keep it simple and you'll win. If you find that your plan is overcomplicated, then sit down and find out how to make it easier. Remember that eating is for the health of the body, not for emotional purposes. It's for survival. So do your best to eliminate foods that are harming your body. It's difficult to change eating habits, but you can make it a whole lot easier by implementing small actions and processes each day. It's all about giving the body what it needs for its good health. Healthy food doesn't have to taste bland or make you feel dissatisfied. If it does, you'll have a problem because the body will turn on relentless cravings. True healthy foods can taste delicious and can satisfy any cravings. If you can learn this, you'll be on your way to having the body you desire. You'll also be healthier and have an abundance of energy. I know you can do this, and I know you want to. Over to you.